From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, March 6, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. If the Greene County Legislature chooses to build a new county jail in Coxsackie, property taxes would jump by 8%, according to Greene County Administrator Sean Groden. The project bond, which originally totaled $44 million, has risen to $51.4 million due to increasing interest rates. Public Safety Committee Chairman William Lawrence said, and I quote, "The commodities, wood, lumber, and steel have raised their prices," end quote. The legislature has until March the 23rd to submit a letter of commitment to the USDA for the $51.4 million. Groden said the letter is not binding. If the county chooses to pursue a shared jail project, the legislature will not be subject to the resolution to borrow from the USDA. The Public Safety Commission is expected to vote on March the 7th on a resolution to authorize a $60,000 feasibility study to explore the joint Columbia Green jail idea. In anticipation of that vote, the State Law Enforcement Officers Union, Council 82, submitted a letter to the legislature last week urging lawmakers to pursue the plan to build a new Greene County-only facility at the Coxsackie site. Legislator Charles Martinez said the judges in Coxsackie have also shown support for a new jail in Greene County. Martinez, an opponent of a shared jail, said labor costs and interest rates will continue to rise if nothing is done on the project. He said, and I quote, "There's a few of us who are not going to vote for any kind of funds to go to Columbia County for a study. I've got nothing against Columbia County, but we need our own facility here," end quote. The Greene County Legislature Public Safety Committee will meet on 6 p.m. on Wednesday, March the 7th at the Greene County Office Building, 411 Main Street in Catskill. Enter at the rear of the building. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. U.S. Representative Charles Faso and Hudson officials are calling on U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson to investigate living conditions at Bliss Towers. Faso released the letter to Carson on March the 5th, in which he requested immediate action. Faso has asked for a face-to-face meeting with Carson to discuss the conditions at Bliss Towers and the unresponsiveness of HUD's Buffalo Regional Office. Faso said, and I quote, "The living conditions at Bliss Towers are completely unacceptable. What I saw during a recent visit, combined with reading the recent inspection reports, made it clear that Bliss Towers needs immediate intervention by HUD. By bringing this to the attention of Secretary Carson, it is my hope that immediate progress will be made and HUD's regional office in Buffalo will step up to the plate in order to solve the problem," end quote. Faso visited Bliss Towers in January at the invitation of Mayor Rick Rector and Second Ward Alderwoman Tiffany Garagia. Along with Hudson Housing Authority Executive Tim Mattis, Faso also called for an audit of the Housing Authority's financial records, tenant files, procurement, and use of public housing funds over the past 3 years. Rector said in a statement, and I quote, "I am very appreciative of any and all efforts being made to address the needs of Bliss Tower to ensure that the residents are provided a safe and quality place to reside," end quote. The mayor declined further comment on the matter. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Diane Valden is reporting for the Columbia paper. Longtime Antrim Town Justice Bob Wilcock has resigned his post effective last month. Wilcox chose to step down from the bench after 10 years to take a role with the Gareth Rhodes congressional campaign. Rhodes is one of six Democrats seeking the Democrat nomination to challenge U.S. Representative John Faso in November. In his resignation letter, Wilcox wrote that he was resigning, and I quote, "with a great deal of reluctance," end quote. He said his years as town justice, and I quote, "have been personally satisfying and publicly useful to the community. However, there are some activities that I wish to pursue that are statutorily incompatible with my position as town justice and thus force me to resign," end quote. As a U.S. Army veteran, Wilcox believes he can help the candidate with concerns about veterans' issues by researching policies, collecting good information, and arriving at ideas that make sense. The town will elect a new judge in November. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. And finally, Brendan J. Lyons is reporting for the Times Union. State Senate Republicans introduced 15 bills on March the 5th intended to provide more school security to schools in response to the mass shooting last month at a South Florida high school. The measures proposed include increasing punishments for those convicted of mass shootings or violence on school grounds, eliminating income restrictions for retired police officers who are collecting pensions but may work as school guardians, redefining acts of terrorism, creation of a mental health services program coordinator in schools, upgrading school security systems, and issuing special vanity license plates that would be used to help pay for armed school guards. None of the bills introduced call for changes in existing gun laws. Senate Minority Conference Leader Andrea Stewart Cousins lashed out at her Republican counterparts, saying they are, and I quote, so terrified of dealing with this country's gun problem that they are willing to bury their heads in the sand, end quote. The Democrats have proposed banning the sale or possession of bump stocks, strengthening background checks for gun purchases, and creating a research institute to study and make policy recommendations on gun violence. All 15 of the GOP measures passed. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 41 degrees. For Tuesday night, snow is likely, mainly after 5 a.m., increasing clouds with a low around 27. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a winter storm warning from 7 a.m. March the 7th through 7 a.m. March the 8th. The snow will begin early Wednesday and could be heavy at times. The temperature high for Wednesday will be 34 degrees. On Wednesday night, more snow. That snow could be heavy at times with a temperature low of 29 degrees. And on Thursday, a chance of snow showers, cloudy with a high near 37 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 27. Sunrise today was at 6:22 a.m. and the sun will set at 5:50 p.m. That will give us 11 hours and 28 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 52 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 6th day of March, 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.